For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. Musical theater is celebrated in several ways this weekend in Central Kentucky and in New York City, for that matter. Here to talk about some of the events upcoming is Rich Copley, an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich, a local boy done good, is up for a Tony this weekend.
Yeah, Steve Kazee is going to be a contender at the Tony Awards this weekend for Best Actor in a Musical for his performance in Once. And he grew up in Ashland and went to Morehead State University, where he discovered that that he had a talent for musical theater and has pretty quickly ascended from there to basically the biggest personal honor that you can get on Broadway.
And also a couple of alumni from the University of Kentucky will be performing as well during the Tony Awards.
That's right. You know, in the Tony Awards, for my money, it's usually the most consistently good of the big four award shows. It probably gets the lowest ratings and it's the least popular of the three because it's the least mass media. But, you know, you're talking about an award show presented by people who their job is to put on live shows. And it's also interesting to see what's going on Broadway because, of course, you know, we don't see that unless we travel to New York City. But Pumzile Sajola and Andrea Jones Sajola, who are both UK graduates, are in the production of the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, and that is up for Best Revival of a Musical, and so they will have a number in the show as well. So quite a bit of number of Kentuckians to look out for on stage during the Tony Awards on Sunday night.
And these Tony Awards, in a sense, are a preview of the kind of shows that we're going to see in places like the Lexington Opera House. If they do well on the Tonys, eventually a touring group will pass through Lexington.
That's right, yeah. Usually a few years down the road, the shows hit the road and start coming through Cincinnati and Louisville and Lexington and Richmond. And so, you can kind of take a look and see what you might want to see when it comes to town in a few years.
And the Sajolas are also veterans of It's a Grand Night for Singing. That's a fun program put on every summer by UK, and it takes place this weekend.
Yes, they have both appeared on that stage, as well as several other students and members of the community who have gone on to fairly successful careers. A Grand Night for Singing is celebrating its 20th edition this year, and it's a really big show. They got about 75 performers doing numbers from everything like The Music Man, Catch Me If You Can, Hairspray, just, you know, a big review of Broadway tunes and movie favorites too.
And quickly, something for the eyes. We have a show of album cover art over at CD Central. And it sounds like what's happened is some local artists have gotten together and redone some famous album covers.
Right. Steve Barron at CD Central, he's the owner of the shop there, wanted to do a visual art show and just ask local artists to do their takes on famous album covers, or in some cases just creating art inspired by the idea of album covers. And that's going to be opening on Friday night at CD Central.
Rich Copley, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. You can find out about what's going on this weekend by going to the Friday edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. Just look in the Weekender section. All the events are outlined there. They're also outlined at our website at weku.fm. Just look for the events calendar for WEKU. I'm Charles Compton.